Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. And today we're doing another one in our ultimate series. We started this last week. Last week we did the ultimate series about ultimate subject line tips, and it seemed to go pretty well. So this time we're going to do the ultimate landing page conversion tips. We are going to rip through right now a bunch of different very small things that you could do on your landing page. Maybe you call it a destination page, the page on your website where people go to buy the thing, subscribe to the thing, download the thing, do the thing. And the reason I want to do this episode, and it drives me a little bit crazy, is that we all think that an abandon rate of 90% is okay. What do I mean by that? You send out an email, you post something on social media, you have a search ad, whatever, and then people click through, and then they go to your destination page, that landing page, and then on average, less than 10% of the people that click through on the offer that you just promoted, you just sent out an email, and then the person clicked through, and let's say 100 people click through, on average, for business and consumer marketers, whatever the offer is, less than 10% of people that click through actually convert. And for some reason, we think that that's an acceptable number. That is ridiculous. You just had 100 people that were interested in the thing. And then collectively, as if they were on a party line, 90 of the 100 said, you know what? I'm not interested. And the reason that's happening is because there are little things that you're not doing on your landing pages, on your destination pages, on your website, that if you make these changes, yeah, you can get that to go up to maybe 15%, maybe 20%, and then you make a lot more money and everybody's happy and you can go out and buy donuts. And I love donuts. All right, so today we're going to do the ultimate conversion rate increase tips. Everything I'm about to rip through, and this is the worst type of podcast you could do, because if you're walking or driving or whatever, and I'm rattling off all these tips, you can't do anything with it. You don't have a pen or paper and whatever, so I'm just annoying you. But hey, here we are. I'm going to do it anyway. All of these tips I'm about to tell you are what we call 10 percenters. On average, they're going to lift your overall conversion rates on your landing pages by about 10%. And it's all about testing. Okay, you might try all of these and only one of those, 5%, maybe 15%, it's all over the place. But based on our research from World Data Research, okay, all of these on average will lift you somewhere in the neighborhood of 10%. So we call them 10 percenters. So let's rip through what these small things are that can add up to a big difference. The first one is the fields that you have on your destination page. You take somebody there to buy the thing, subscribe to the thing, download the thing. You may not realize it, but if you have too many must fill fields that you are requiring them to fill out the information, you will lose them. On average, every additional must fill field, not optional fields, but must fill fields, you'll lose about 8% of your conversions. So think, do you really need every field that you're asking for? The other thing on our forms is what the forms actually look like. Meaning, are your forms vertical, just going straight down, or are they zigzag? Zigzag forms are terrible. They do not do well. They're annoying. It's all in the subconscious. It's not like anybody looks at it and says, ooh, that form's ugly, and they don't fill it out. They just do get turned off. So you want to make sure that your form is vertical. Now, if you're collecting more than 6 fields on your form, that feels like it feels nauseating when someone sees it. They're like, oh, I don't want to fill this all out. So if you do have more than 6 fields that you need to collect, you want to make it a multi-step form where, you know, that part one and then part two, you hook them in with part one, they get to part two. Because if somebody visually sees 8 or 9 fields, they're not going to fill it out. So think about your form big time. Now, the submission button, I hate the word submit. It is so weird that the word submit is in the vernacular in marketing and on our websites. It's terrible. That final button, when you're getting them to buy, subscribe, download, do the thing, if it says submit, that is bad. You need to be testing everything. And that is a variable that is easy to test. You want to not use the word submit because it doesn't do well. The best thing that you could do is write something in first person, right? Instead of submit, it might say, yes, I want access. Instead of submit, it might say, get my 3 free quotes. Instead of submit, it says, you know, send me the hoodie. Whatever it is, if you write it in first person, instead of using the word submit, it crushes it. You could write, Jay's a tool instead of submit. Anything is better than submit. I just can't take it. So these, again, are all in the 10% or categories. And if you do all these, you'll have a 400% conversion rate. No, that's not the case. But it's all about testing. And these are things I want to raise your awareness to just say, am I doing everything I can? The other thing along those lines is removing unnecessary links from your destination pages. If you have your nav bar on your destination page, you stink, because what happens is you give somebody the opportunity to do something else and they will. We are a simple-minded species. You got to get everything off of that destination page. The only thing they can do is convert on the offer that you are promoting. If you have your social sharing links on your destination page, what are you doing? Do you want them to buy the thing, subscribe to the thing, or you want them to go follow you on Facebook or LinkedIn? Do not let them leave. Trap them into converting. That is critical. Now, right above that call to action button that no longer says the word submit, okay, you want to have a testimonial, a one-sentence testimonial. You want to get that social proof in there, but you want to make sure that that testimonial is quantifiable. It's not saying something like great sweatshirt. It's not saying something like great event or loved it. Nothing generic. You want it quantifiable. This tool cut our client onboarding time by 40%. I saved 20% by buying this thing. You quantify what the person is going to get, right? Because when that other person is thinking about whether or not they should do the thing, they can say, oh, I could save 20%. That's exactly what I want to do. You make sure your testimonial is quantifiable and not generic. All right, a few other things. Wow, is this all over the place? And wow, am I talking fast? Super annoying for everybody. Here I go. Anyway, you want to make sure you have the same primary image on your destination page, on that landing page, as you did on the originating offer email, social media post, ad, thing that the person did. Meaning, you send out an email. There's a hero image in that email. They then are interested in whatever it is that you're promoting. They click on it, whether you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer. They click on that email, okay, and they go to your destination page. The hero image on that destination page needs to be the same or extremely similar hero image as it was in that originating email or social post, okay? And the reason being is, we like to feel comfortable and we like to connect the activity that we do. So when we see one image that we clicked on and the same image is in the next place that we go to, we feel like we're in the right place. If you don't do this, this is an easy way to lose people because they get nervous that they're not actually going to consume the thing. And again, it's on the subconscious. People aren't like inherently stupid, right? They just don't even know what's making them comfortable. Other things that make them comfortable are awards, client logos, and trust badges. You want to make sure, I don't care what the award is. I don't care if you won the best dog petter in the world award. It doesn't matter. And you've got to stick logos on there of current customers and whatever trust badges you have. The irony is it doesn't actually matter what the awards are. Nobody's actually looking at them. But as you're moving really fast, it's another validation point. Like, oh, these people have won some awards. Oh, there's logos there of their other clients. Oh, they have these trust badges. And we're moving fast. So like, okay, I can now buy from them, subscribe from them, do the thing, because I know that they're like legit. We just want to know everybody's legit. So stick that on there. It's critical. Again, these are all part of the 10 percenters. All of this stuff matters. It adds up. The littlest stuff. I know I just ripped through a lot of stuff, but this is what the whole idea of this ultimate stuff is. And you got to DM me if you think this is nonsense. All right, let's get into Since You Didn't Ask. This is the ridiculous portion of this podcast that I always talk about nonsense. So what is going on in my life? Well, the big thing that was going on in my life was I've been living in the same house for 17 years, okay? And it's great. But when I moved into this house, I took everything I had and I put it in my closet. And I got this small closet. My wife has another closet. Her closet is much bigger than my closet. Anyway, I shoved everything I owned into this closet. And then over the last 17 years, I just keep shoving more crap into this closet. And I did not realize it, but apparently I'm a hoarder. I am. So my wife said to me, it's out of control what's going on in your closet. She like looked in there. She's like, this is, I couldn't even put anything. I couldn't even fit another hanger with a shirt. There was no room for another shoe. It was out of control. She goes, you got to do something about this. I said, okay, what do we do? She goes, okay. And by the way, the reason I'm telling you this, this was one of the better things I've done in my life recently. I took literally everything out of the closet. Not like a few things. I took everything out, like completely empty, everything. And when I saw, I put it on this couch, when I saw everything out of the closet, I was like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? I had stuff in there from college, which was a million years ago, which is unbelievable, right? My kids are 17, 18. The majority of my clothes are older than them. It's disgusting. And I have stuff in there that I have not worn in years. I had stuff I didn't know was in there. I don't even know how it got in there. It was unbelievable. So then I went the complete other direction. I said, you know what? I'm only putting stuff back in my closet I absolutely are going to wear. And I put probably back into my closet 2% of what I owned, and I donated everything else. And I want to tell everybody this. Maybe it will inspire you. I haven't done something this impactful for myself, and I can't tell you how long. I didn't care. I got rid of everything, even though I was like, at first I was like, do I like this? No. I said goodbye and I got rid of it all. I don't care who gave it to me. I don't care if it was a gift from I don't know who. And I have to tell you, now I go into my closet, it is so relaxing. It's so wonderful. I have no idea why. I start my day out better because of it. Oh my God. I wish I did this years ago. So this is the most boring end to any podcast I've ever done. But I am telling you, if you are facing this, okay, this is a life changer, not just a clothes changer. So, and people will take your donations. They'll be so happy to get it. Okay. So do this, clean out your closet and register for Guru Conference. It's free. It's virtual. We have very limited seats. The world's largest email marketing event. Free, virtual. Don't miss out. GuruConference.com. You're awesome. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.